I am in my tubby again, and my tubby's all filled with water and nice fluffy suds. And I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself, and I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back, and I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day. And do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine, my very favorite little pal.
Good morning, folks. Welcome to a early edition of Soapy Serenades. Please pause for 1 second while I adjust settings because the mics are wrong, which is not correct. I think that I just fixed it. The board is fixed. Okay. You guys should be on the air now. Hold on. Okay. All mics are on. Can we talk into the mics?
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Okay. Okay. We're good. I fixed it. Dude, I'm so good at my job. Good morning, folks. Welcome to a early edition of Soapy Serenades. I'm your host, Colin, and these are some songs that are soapy. Not songs with words, unfortunately. I'm subbing in for songs with words. I'm forgetting who the host is of that, but shout out to them for leaving me this 11 a.m. slot. I'm actually on again tonight at 10 p.m. Please tune in then, too. I'm training some very cool trainees who have very good music taste. So I've already got some of their songs queued up, and I'm very excited. I'm also very excited at the fact that I have a couple of guests with me.
A couple of us are guests.
Only a couple. I'm counting on my, toes. So, without further ado, I'm going to pass it over to them. Go.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth, or Laz, whatever I should be called.
I'm Haley.
I'm Aubrey.
I'm David.
You guys are liars. You guys are liars and scoundrels. So these are all of my friends from New York. Laz's friends from New York's me by proxy. And they are visiting Medford because why?
Charlie X
Sweat Tour.
Because we saw the Sweat Tour yesterday. So that first song that you heard was Rush by Troye Sivan, which we heard last night as a piece de finale by Troye Sivan. And it was such a good performance. What do you guys think?
It was that was the highlight of the show.
Yeah, that was really good.
I was blown away.
Everything about it was just amazing. It's definitely one of the best concerts I've ever seen. And I was really impressed by the production value. The stage design, crazy.
Awesome.
Crazy. I like the part when Charlie was like thrashing against the gates.
Yeah.
That was really
good. Haley looked at me halfway through the show and went, she's going to break something.
Last night what we witnessed was cinema.
Yeah, it was cinema. So, yeah.
So it honestly was.
Art masterpiece.
The camera work is crazy, dude.
It's crazy that Troy would come out with like a bunch of dancers and it would just be Charlie and that cameraman.
Yeah, I know. It was awesome.
I think that it spoke for itself, honestly. Like, yeah. You just needed Charlie. She actually didn't have any backup dancers, did she?
Yeah. Oh. Did you not notice that?
I think sometimes she had it, but like it was for a very like brief moment.
I don't know. I think the only time she had the backup dancers was when Troy was on stage with her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but I feel like that's just their vibes.
Yeah, 100%.
So, I feel like Troy is starting to bring back the I don't want to say the boy band, because it's just him.
It's almost Britney vibes.
Yes. Oh my god, it is. If he comes out with an anaconda around his neck, I would have lost it. But yeah, overall, really good show. We'll get into that later. But for right now, this is Soapy Serenades. My name is Colin, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Dave, what do you got right there?
91.5 FM College Radio PSA.
That's awesome. How about you read the thing that says, did you know, and everything below that?
Did you know 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts? If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. A message in public interest from WFMO and Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Good job, Dave. Thank you. That was the PSA for the day. And you killed it.
He can read.
He can read.
Voice for it.
Thank God. I was going to say, dude, that was like golden. That was awesome.
You have dabbles with reading.
Yeah. He dabbles in reading.
Sometimes, yeah.
I was blanking out for a minute. It was so good. but anyways, I say that we get into the next song just so that I can show you guys around. Only Laz has seen the studio before. Everybody else is brand new, not only to the studio, but to Medford in general. So they're getting the real towny experience today. Anywho, we got more Troy for you coming up. This right here is a song that in Italian they'd say miele. In English, we say honey.
Give me the courage to say all the dumb me, yeah. Give me a song to rock your body, a lucid dream, yeah. I don't know how I'm gonna tell you what you really mean, yeah. Give me that honey, honey, love, you got the recipe. You know, I see love in every space. I see sex in every city, every town. I wonder what a suit could make. Cause I feel so good around you. Can you imagine what we get up to, yeah? There's nothing different about tonight. I could speak, could just let my body explain. I'm getting close to satisfied. And I learned so much about you. Don't know your name, that's something we'll get to, yeah. Overdrive. Yeah, my body's working in overdrive. Don't get ugly, let's go all the time. Eternally in my mind. In my mind. Give me that courage to say all the dumb me, yeah. Give me that song to rock your body, a lucid dream, yeah. I don't know how I'm gonna tell you what you really mean, yeah. Give me that honey, honey, love, you got the recipe. I'm not afraid to
say all that I mean. Give me a song to rock your body, a lucid dream. I don't know how I'm gonna tell you what you really mean.
Thank you.
Oh boy. Oh, look at that. My headphones actually work now. Hold on. Yeah.
Yeah, they worked really well last time when you kept turning up the volume on me.
The headphones were messed up. They've been messed up for the past couple of shows, I guess. Welcome back, folks. This is, once again, Soapy Serenades. I'm your host, Colin. We have Dave, Haley, Aubrey. Dave, Aubrey, Haley, Laz on the air with me. And we're having a good time. You just listened to Soup by Remy Wolf off of her new... When did that come out? It came out this year, but I don't know when.
It came over the summer, I think.
Yeah, over the summer. new-ish album, Big Ideas. Newest album, Big Ideas. Before that was Television by A.G. Cook off of his newest album, Britpop. Before that was Crash Course by Prop off the album Crash Course. And I think it's a single. Yeah, it's a single, Crash Course. And then before that, you heard Honey by Troye Sivan off of his new album, Something to Give Each Other. Wow, we are just really new and hip, some would say. But we have a whole bunch more coming for you folks. Not right now, because I have a question for you all. Go into your Spotify's. What have you guys been listening to lately? Don't jump on all at once.
All right.
All right. And you want to go first?
Sure.
Thank you, Dave.
Recently, I've been listening to this band called... It's French, so I'm going to butcher this pronunciation.
Go ahead.
But L'Imperatrice.
Oh, L'Imperatrice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm glad you know them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
L'Imperatrice. Yeah, no, they're really cool. They have a song with this guy, Reggie Snow, who is an Irish rapper.
Awesome.
Doesn't have like an Irish accent or anything like that, but they're just That's a really good... I'll send that to you because
yes,
it is... Everything eventually ends. Yeah. Sending that to you right now. You're going to hear a little whoop over the air. Hold on.
Beautiful.
And...
No sound effects?
There it is. Okay.
Was, all right.
What are you talking about?
Never mind.
I don't know what you're talking about. are your headphones good?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
All right.
Yeah, Haley. Your turn.
Not gonna lie, after Pitbull, I have been a little bit into Pitbull.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The Pitbull concert, be specific. Yeah.
Pitbull concert, then a lot of Chappell Roan,
mm-hmm.
and then Troye Sivan, and Charlie XCX, of course.
Wow.
Thank you, Aubrey. Haley?
Okay, wait, I want to go back. My name is Aubrey, that was Haley, and I... Because I want to make my music taste known, but that wasn't me, and I would never do that.
Damn.
I've been listening to my fall playlist from last year, which is a lot of like Yola Tango, Elliot Smith, Heat Miser, Dijon, The Sundays.
Yes.
That's my vibe.
Yeah. Fall. Very good. Very good. I've been basically in the same mood, so.
Yeah, it's fall.
Mm-hmm.
It's fall.
Yeah. New stuff I've been listening to. I just listened to the new Role Model album.
Mm.
I'm really liking it. I think it's a little folksy. I'm big into folk. And then on top of that, I've been listening...
Folks, we have some of that in store for you in a little bit, so stay tuned.
I like something that's a little folksy, so I've also been listening to a little bit of Simon and Garfunkel, obvi, always on my repeat. And then just some, like, oldie stuff, some 70s, some 80s stuff.
Yeah.
A little bit of The Police, a little bit of... A little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Bruh.
Good stuff, you guys.
Brutal.
What have you been listening to, Colin?
Thanks, Laz.
He's been waiting for that one.
Yeah.
Thanks. I was just put on to this producer. His name is Rosette, by my friend Jack. And he kind of produces really weird kind of like club house music. And it's very, very strange, but I really like it. But also Black Country New Road, because it's that time of year, folks. Because it's fall. I saw a single leaf drop, and I started playing the album. So I've been waiting for that. And I think that's basically all that I've been listening to. I've also been listening to the song Smoko by The Chats. I was going to play it today, but it seemed like it just didn't fit the vibe. They're just like an Australian punk band, but he's essentially just like complaining about his day, but he's like, I'm on my smoke break, so leave me alone. But they don't say smoke break in Australia. They say smoko. But the way that he says it, it isn't smoko, it's smarkar. Hold on, I'll don't mind the loud noises. I'm going to play like just the chorus of it really quick. All right, let me skip to that. Yeah.
I'm on smarkar.
Smarkar. So I haven't listened to that a lot lately, and it makes me smile. So that's what I've been listening to. Thank you for asking, you guys. Is there anything else that's really picking at your brains that you just want to throw out onto the atmosphere?
When are we going to debrief the concert?
Well, we debriefed it a little bit. I feel like we could debrief it now if you'd like.
Mm-hmm. It was. I think that if anybody has the opportunity to go, you should go. It was literally one of the best performances I've ever seen in my entire life. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Get tickets as soon as you can because it is selling out like hotcakes.
Yeah, they said they sold out last night.
They did.
Wow.
It was so efficient. Like everything like started on time.
Punctual.
It did start on time. Yeah. That was insane.
That
for
was
a concert.
Yeah. Like, uh-huh. They were impressive. Really, really good.
And I think they even, like at times it felt like they were sort of, like, dragging out an outro so that they could, like, maybe something went wrong and they needed to, like, change outfits or whatever. Even, like, with that, everything was still very, like, on time, punctual. Yeah. Like, we got out of there before 11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And getting in, like, we were in a huge line and it literally took us 2 minutes to get to our seats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that TD just knows how to do a concert now.
Yeah.
Like, at least with my experiences, my limited experience with TD... When I went to the Tedeschi Trucks Band to cover for press, they move like clockwork in there, dude. Yeah. It's crazy.
I think they also have the benefit of like multiple entrances.
That too.
And like having, like they're able to sort of like filter people in through different spots. Mm-hmm. They don't have to just like clump everybody together and then wait in a line.
Yeah, that is true. But much better than other venues that I've been to.
Yeah, because I've done Gillette a couple times.
Oh.
And it's horrible there.
Well, yeah, I can only imagine.
Yeah, it's bad.
But also, that's in Foxborough, and screw Foxborough.
Yeah, that place sucks.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yes. I go there all the time, and yeah. I know that it sucks.
Because you're from South Korea.
Absolutely.
Right?
Don't make claims like that on the radio.
And that was Haley. She's from Southeast.
Yes, exactly.
What else?
Yeah, we have some big Goodwill Hunting fans in the room.
Yeah.
They're excited to be here.
Yeah, we have that bench at our college. Or
we
PM.
Do.
Yeah.
We do have that bench.
Yeah, we have that
our
bench
college
at our college.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was filmed there. My dad was actually an extra in that movie.
Plug! Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we split a big bucket of chicken tenders.
Didn't finish them.
We ate all of the fries. You ate all of the
no,
fries.
No, they ate all of the
you
fries.
You guys ate all the fries.
I put my finger in the mustard.
Yeah.
Oh.
I moved the mustard so that I could open a new spot for fries that would be easier. But then Aubrey just went for muscle memory, so she reached over Haley into the bucket. And I laughed at her because I saw what was happening. And then she pulled back and she went, "What?" And then I went to go tell her, and then she's put her hand back in and put her finger right in the mustard.
Aubrey.
Yeah, Aubrey's finger was in the mustard, so I hope you didn't use the mustard.
I didn't use the mustard. I had mustard off rip, but I didn't use it after that because I realized that it was just mustard and not honey
mustard.
Yeah, Haley discovered that she didn't like mustard.
I mean, I didn't like it, but like with fries, it's worse.
It is, yeah. You have to have mustard with specific things.
I think the problem is usually I am a fan of mustard, but I was just upset because the container it was in said honey mustard, and then it was not honey mustard, so I was just upset.
Yeah.
And I had to use ketchup, and I'm not a big ketchup person, but they needed a sauce.
It also made the claim mustard. That it was Mike's amazing honey mustard.
Yeah, it was like such a cool like brand I'd never seen before.
They're like, I do like that brand just because of design purposes alone, and I see it being sold all the time. But it's also, like, super cheap, so... I don't know, maybe they just didn't add enough honey in this batch.
That was just mustard.
No,
I don't know.
It was a batching issue.
It was definitely a batch issue.
Yeah.
They said the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, no, concert was good.
Also, a shout-out to the guy at the chicken restaurant that asked me and Colin if we wanted two straws. And then when I said, no, one is fine, he said, oh, you guys sure you're okay with cooties?
Awesome. He was honestly really cool.
Yeah, he was. And Colin goes, it's been 4 years. It's fine. And then he said, they were like doing old man talk.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Wait, I thought we were best friends.
I thought you guys
friends.
Were just friends.
Just best friends. But like, we're cool with the sharing a straw. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. 4 years of friendship.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
that makes
sense.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I just felt like that was implying something.
That Thank
was...
you. I needed that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to... Anything else? Because... I don't got anything else.
This is riveting radio.
Yeah, sorry. I'm still waking up, man. Like, these slots.
Do we need to ramp?
I mean,
I can talk about
this. I was going to say, the three of us could just talk for the next 45 minutes, and you could take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he hung up the headphones.
Oh, my God.
He can't hear us now, so let's just talk about
him. He just threw the headset.
He smells bad. He smells bad. Guys, I'm really close to him. He smells so bad. How do I fix it?
I'm like opposite of like, I'm opposite from the room, and I could still smell it. It's so
downwind,
bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rough. I don't know how you've been
smell.
Best friends with him for like 4 years.
The next song that I have for you guys is Naked in Manhattan by Chappell Roan.
song, it makes you cry. Mean Girls, we watch it every night. And we both have a crush on Regina George. We love peach and ice cream, bedazzled Chanel rings. In New York, you can try things. I need your way for more than just friends. Touch me, baby, but your lips are mine. Could go to hell, but we'll probably be fine.
She was talking about Ozempic and the dinner had a guest list. Guess it's hell on earth. He told her she seemed unstable. She got up and left the table. Guess it's hard to find an angel when it's hell on earth. Hell on earth. Sometimes it gets so hard to listen. They send food back to the kitchen. Said they wanted something different. Could you get much worse? Came to dinner as a favor, but it's feeling more like labor. So I told them, see you later. Gave them hell on earth. Well, I tried my best and I don't know what for. I click my heels 3 times. Oh, Kansas anymore. Take me. Take me. Take me home. It's the way they never struggle. Bills have always gotten paid. Pockets never been in trouble. Unemployed and unashamed. I'm the child of my mother. New England born and raised. Where the common sense is coming as a nose job in LA. Well, I tried my best to find what I came here for. I passed the welcome sign as I'm walking out the door. Grab my coats, get the goodbye, hit the road. It's where they
Welcome back to Soapy Serenades, folks. I'm your host, Colin. This is Soapy Serenades. Soapy Serenades at 11 a.m., which is not usual. I'm usually on at 10 p.m. tonight, actually. And I have four wonderful trainees that are going to be trained. So, well, I also have four wonderful trainees in the room with me right now. But you can't get on the air, unfortunately, because you have to pass a quiz and I can't
and
distribute the quiz. And you're stupid. You're stupid idiots who like to make fun of me while I'm on the air on my own show after I humbly invited you guys.
We kind of invited ourselves, to be fair.
That is true. No, not true. Not true. I texted and I said, 11 a.m. slot. Do you want me to take it? And then you said, let me check. Because everybody else was sleeping.
And I've been up since 6 a.m. waiting for a slot.
Because you told us you said
I said 6 a.m. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's my fault.
We should have done a collaborator with another radio show host here, a.k.a. Rick Todhunter.
Oh, Rick.
That's Peter's dad.
Yeah. When is his slot?
Another DJ.
Exactly what nobody asked for. The 6 to 8 a.m. slot. Tune in. That is great music.
One more day is.
Mm-hmm. Also,
on what days?
Oh, sorry, on Tuesdays. 6 to 8 a.m. on Tuesdays. I was going to give a shout out to Cold Plays, which is up next with Reese and Dana. So stay tuned after this 11 a.m. slot for the 12 p.m. slot for some more good music. The songs that you just heard were The Dinner by Role Model and now Beaches by Biba Doobie. We have three more songs for all of you. But I'm going to shut our mics off because Dave really wanted to talk about Beetlejuice.
No.
Dave, give us a one-minute film review, please.
One-minute film review? All right. So basically, Beetlejuice. It's the sequel to Beetlejuice from a year that I don't remember when the first movie was made. Now, it follows the titular character Beetlejuice. And his stories through the afterlife. The second movie, honestly, was a little bit better than expected. I expected it to be very bad, as it is a sequel from a movie from like a very long time ago. However, most of the original cast is back, except for the pedophile, who is killed in a very funny way in the first scene of the movie. And you don't see his face, so it's like not him. And yeah, exactly. But the rest of the cast is back. They're all fantastic. Michael Keaton is hilarious. Jenna Ortega is now in it as well. She fits the role very perfectly. Overall, way better than I thought it was going to be. And they also have a really good song in it called MacArthur Park by Richard Harris. That's why I, you know, thought of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. That was awesome. And I'm now really looking forward to seeing Beetlejuice in
awesome.
Theaters.
Beautiful.
I was going to say it was in theaters at a certain date, but I don't know when it came
out.
It's
still in theaters.
Yeah, it's still in theaters, exactly. But I would have given like a big like plug, like, see it this Friday in theaters. Mm-hmm.
It probably is in theaters this Friday.
Damn.
Brutal.
She just threw her headset.
Yeah. I'm exiting the premises. Exiting.
This is what she calls a nightmare.
This is
bad.
Can I say HE double hockey sticks?
Yeah, you can say that.
Oh. This is a literal hell.
Oh my god. She's doing the thing again.
Anyways, like I said, we have three more songs for you. We got about 15 minutes left in the air.
15 whole minutes.
So I have, I don't know what song I should play first. Quick, Haley, choose a number 1 to 3.
2.
2? That song is being played first then. Let me see how many listeners that we have right now, by the way. Thank you to all 23 of you, all two of you that are listening on actual radio sets.
And also the other million.
And also the millions and millions of you that are listening out there through the airwaves, radio waves.
Airwaves.
I hate being in this goddamn studio with engineers. Because it pisses me off.
Yeah, in case you didn't know, we all go to nerd school. I don't think you said where we went to school.
Oh, yeah. These guys all go to RPI in Troy, New York. It's stinky and it's smelly and it's right next to Albany.
Yeah, for you, Boston folk, it's WPI, but in New York and better.
Mm-hmm. And exactly.
There's a right PI and a wrong PI, we'll just say that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that's actually good. I like that.
thank you. I came up with it.
And, we're just all nerds.
Oh, that was awesome.
Three engineering majors and an architect major, so architecture major.
Mm-hmm.
And Colin's a stinky English major.
Like, who does that?
All right. The next song that I have for all of you guys, out of the three songs that we have, is it's a little tune by, I don't know how to pronounce this name. I don't know how to pronounce Mullerin.
I don't know either.
Mullerin.
It just features Dijon, which is how
it has Dijon. Thanks. Yeah. So we got On Me by Mullerin up next on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Soapy Radio. And yeah, I'll talk to you in a bit. Bye.
The Christmas was hard to forget. Remembering things that you said. But I think I need you. And I think you need me too. I think I'm in over my head. I wasn't ready, ready. Baby, that's on me, yeah. That's on me.
On me, on me, on me.
That's on me. Christmas was hard to forget. You kissed me at the top of the stairs. And I think I need you. Oh, yeah. But I think I need you.
Hello, folks. Just to, you know, wrap things up here before the next song and before Coldplay's comes on the air, I just want to thank you all for being here with us. It's been a joyful morning, I must say. Now it is time for us to depart. Not without one more song, though, because you just heard First Love, Late Spring by Mitski. So we're going to go around the table. Two words as your final sign-off. Go, Dave.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's not
two words.
Your mama.
Okay.
I was really thinking about that.
Just say something.
Don't say it.
Say something.
Thank you.
Fart. Well, on that note, I implore you all to keep on listening for Coldplay's and for the host of Coldplay's to come in soon, because I cannot wait for you to play your music. I have one more song for all of you. It's called Wasted on You by Andy Schauf, and it's really, really fun and fall. So, on that note, thank you all for joining me. Thank you, listeners, for joining me. And I've been Colin. This has been Soapy Serenades. Scrub behind your ears. This has been your Master of Sudsmonies. Signing off. Tune back in at 10 p.m. tonight for more Soapy Serenades. Bye.
Thank you.
See you, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
fast, faces pass, and I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead, just making my way through the crowd.